1 Kings chapter 19. And Ahab told Jezebel all that Elijah had done, and how he had killed all the prophets with the sword. Then Jezebel sent a messenger to Elijah, saying, So let the gods do to me, and more also, if I do not make your life as the life of one of them by tomorrow about this time. And when he heard that, he arose, and fled for his life, and came to Beersheba, which belongs to Judah, and left his servant there. But he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness, and came and sat down under a juniper tree. And he requested for himself that he might die. And said, It is enough. Now, O Lord Jehovah, take away my life. Because I am not better than my forefathers. And as he lay and slept under a juniper tree, indeed, then an angel touched him, and said to him, Arise and eat. And he looked, and, saw, there was a cake baked on the coals, and a cruse jar, bottle, of water at his head. And he ate and drank, and laid himself down again. And the angel of the Lord Jehovah came again the second time, and touched him, and said, Arise and eat, because the journey is too great for you. And he arose, and ate and drank, and went in the strength of that food 40 days and 40 nights to Horeb the Mount of God. And he came there to a cave, and lodged there, and, indeed, the word of the Lord Jehovah came to him, and he said to him, What are you doing here, Elijah? And he said, I have been very jealous for the Lord Jehovah God of hosts armies. Because the children of Israel have forsaken your covenant, thrown down your altars, and killed your prophets with the sword. And I, even I only, am left. And they seek my life, to take it away. And he said, Go forth, and stand upon the mount before the Lord Jehovah. And, indeed, the Lord Jehovah passed by, and a great and strong wind tore the mountains, and broke the rocks in pieces before the Lord Jehovah. But the Lord Jehovah was not in the wind. And after the wind an earthquake. But the Lord Jehovah was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake a fire. But the Lord Jehovah was not in the fire, and after the fire a still small voice. And it was so, when Elijah heard it, that he wrapped his face in his mantle, and went out, and stood in the entrance of the cave. And there came a voice to him, and said, What are you doing here, Elijah? And he said, I have been very jealous for the Lord Jehovah God of hosts, armies, multitudes. Because the children of Israel have forsaken your covenant, thrown down your altars, and killed your prophets with the sword. And I, even I only, am left. And they seek my life, to take it away. And the Lord Jehovah said to him, Go, return on your way to the wilderness of Damascus, and when you come, anoint Hazael to be king over Syria. And Jehu the son of Nimshi you shall anoint to be king over Israel. And Elisha the son of Shaphat of Abelmholah you shall anoint to be prophet in your place. And it shall come to pass, that he who escapes the sword of Hazael, Jehu shall kill, and he who escapes from the sword of Jehu Elisha shall kill. Yet I have left for myself 7,000 in Israel, all the knees who have not bowed to Baal, and every mouth which has not kissed him. So he departed from there, and found Elisha the son of Shaphat, who was plowing with 12 yoke of oxen before him, and he with the 12th. And Elijah passed by him, and cast his mantle upon him. And he left the oxen, and ran after Elijah, and said, I ask you to let me kiss my father and my mother, and then I will follow you. And he said to him, Go back again. Because what have I done to you? And he returned back from him, and took a yoke of oxen, and killed them, and boiled their flesh with the instruments of the oxen, and gave to the people, and they ate. Then he arose, and went after Elijah, and ministered to him.